gentlemen, happy Tuesday. Welcome to episode 78 of EG Inside the Game RC. I'm DJ. We joined, as always, by EG Thorzade, EG Suppy, and EG In Control. Gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about. Some good, some bad, some just flat out mind-boggling. That's all tonight here on Inside the Game. But before we jump into things, our weekly hello, EG Thorzane, hello.
Hi.
How are you? How's the week been?
I'm great. Just been a normal week. Yesterday I went to Santa Monica Beach. It was really nice. Great weather.
Did you go to the pier?
Water. Yes.
And did you go to the aquarium at the pier?
No, I didn't see any aquarium.
It's not that big, actually. The first thing. What, did you ride the Ferris wheel?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to Bubba Gump Shrimp?
I did.
Okay, all right. There you go. It's like, if you visit the pier, you're doing one of those three things. There we go.
Okay, so I passed. Whew, thank God.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations.
It was fun. A lot of fun.
You actually went to Santa Monica Pier. It is a cool place. Actually, didn't they? I think they just redid the Ferris wheel.
Did something they? Like, well, I don't know.
Don't ride Ferris wheels.
No, not.
They're so romantic.
Not man. Oh, Suppy. They are romantic, aren't they?
So if he's going to take a girl up there and sing like the Aladdin theme song to her while he's doing it, like, I can show you the world.
I could see Suppy doing that.
Take me off the Ferris wheel. I think you're dumb.
He's going to have, like, he's going to get a monkey to sit on his shoulder, too. Like a boo.
A boo.
Yes. EG Suppy. What's up, buddy?
Protoss Imba.
Yeah, for the last 15 minutes, that's all Suppy's been able to say. Like, pink stars are falling. Protoss is Imba.
Yeah, it's so Imba.
It was a very obscure Under the Dome reference. Maybe someone would get it. Sorry, In Control.
It's okay.
Yeah, so tell me about it. Why are Protoss Imba?
They just pew-pew, and then they teleport, and then you attack them, but their unit's already home, and then you just, like, lose.
Oh, pew-pew.
I have a question, Suppy. Why don't you just change to Protoss? I was thinking about this in the last 10 minutes, and I'm just wondering, like, have you ever thought about it?
Because Protoss is gross, and, like,
Protoss is gross? And shiny?
What?
Okay. They're, like, fake. They're fake. Zerg is organic and, like, real. Like, you go to Trader Joe's to buy organic food.
Oh, my God.
I don't want that fake processed stuff.
That's amazing.
Okay.
That's amazing. I'm glad you've had such a fun-filled week, Suppy.
I play my WCS group tomorrow.
Yeah, you do.
What's your group? I think we already...
We did talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, we did.
But now that you've prepped for it, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it a little later.
Mm-hmm.
EG In Control. Jeff Vincent.
Hello,
Robinson.
EG Wheat.
Hello.
How are you? Good. This Sunday I went and saw The Conjuring, which is a fantastic horror movie. It's not like not the scariest thing you've ever seen, but it's just a really good, it's got jumpy stuff, it's got a good story, good acting. It's you know, I like horror movies, but it's a truth that like 2 out of 100 are good.
All
this
right.
is one of those two. So
the true question. I have heard the following phrase. Tell me if you believe this is true or false. Okay. That The Conjuring actually reaches levels of scares similar to Poltergeist.
Nah.
No?
It's not Poltergeist? You know what? Let me tell you, though. Here's the thing. Maybe it does, but in my experience, there's two theaters next to me. You guys have already heard me talk about this, but there's one that's really nice by this expensive, super nice California mall. And then there's the other one across town, a little bit closer to the ghetto side of Oakland, where every time I see a movie there, I don't just see a movie, I experience it with the audience. Like, we're all kind of interacting together. So, like, the ghost comes up, it's got cut wrists, like, look what they did to me! And some guy over there says, girl, don't do it! Don't go with her! You know, and we all laugh, and we have a good time. So maybe it's... Maybe it had that to do with it, but it was really, it did have scary scenes. It was very jumpy. Like I said, it's really well done, so go see that.
Nice.
Outside of that, I got the rest of the Preacher graphic novel, so I'll be chewing through those.
What was the name of the movie again? Sorry?
Conjuring. The Conjuring. It's really good.
Okay.
So I'm reading the graphic novels, and I'm reading Eisenhorn, which is a novel about Warhammer 40K, because DJ Wheat and I are getting into Warhammer Dark Heresy D&D shit. We're becoming super nerds. And the last thing, I had a really cool phone call with a local guy that is like the head Warhammer 40K guru of fucking California, where he runs gigantic tournaments, and I'm going to start getting into the tournament scene of Warhammer 40K. So I'll take you all along on my journey of super nerddom.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
I'd just like to take a moment to argue with some of the people in chat, if that's okay.
Oh, of course.
Okay, in Poltergeist, okay, a girl gets sucked into the TV, a guy finds maggots in his steak, then he rips his face off, a fucking tree tries to eat a kid, the clown comes alive, there's like Indian corpses of sacred degree underneath the swimming pool. I don't know what movie you guys did watch, but
I haven't seen that in a while.
I mean, you know what? You watch it now in comparison to some of the stuff. Yeah, it's not scary. Like when I experienced that shit as a kid, and that shit is ingrained in my head now. And plus, Exorcist. I think every female is scared of Poltergeist.
Oh, trust yeah.
Me. Trust me.
Exorcist did that for me. That was the one where, because I've loved horror movies since I was a kid, and my mom she's always like kind of embraced whatever it is that I like. So she was like, yeah, let's go rent Exorcist. And I was like 13. And I popped it on in the middle of the day, but we had a nice little entertainment room, so like I closed the blinds, I closed the window, I closed the door, I turned the light off, turned the movie on. 20 minutes in, window goes up. 40 minutes in, lights go on. 50 minutes in, door gets opened, and I shit you not, I watched the end of that movie from the doorway of that bedroom, or that room, with half my body in the room and half out, in case I needed to run.
All right. And now the true test. Suppy, have you even seen Poltergeist or The Exorcist?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I saw it. The tree eats the kid. Yeah. I remember that part.
Yeah.
Suppy.
I do not believe you for two fucking seconds. That is hilarious.
No, I'm serious. Come on.
All right, here's the next question. What is the scariest movie you've ever seen, Suppy?
Scary movie.
Nothing. There isn't one.
No, scary. I think you just answered. Yeah, you just said scary movie.
Oh my god.
The Wayans Brothers satire on horror movies.
Oh my god. You had so many. There are so many movies you could have named and earned like massive points with.
Why?
Super Awesome Answer is Event Horizon, by the way. For people that say that.
In the Mouth of Madness would be another super awesome answer.
Event Horizon's amazing.
I think it left a lot of things unanswered, which kind of made me pissed.
Which one?
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
Like, I liked it, but then I expected it to be, like, was really, really good, and then I expected it to have, like, some kind of awesome ending, but there was, like, no awesome ending. So it kind of made me disappointed, but overall, yeah. A good movie.
I think the hidden element that makes a good horror movie is when they actually don't answer or show things. Like, you'll notice that, in my opinion, a lot of the scariest ones are the ones that show the least.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Leave it up to your imagination, and sometimes it can get really nasty. So, all right, you've tuned into Inside the Game. It's actually going to talk about some StarCraft 2 here, guys. But
probably should.
You know, we got to shake it out of us right away. StarCraft 2. I'm sorry, I fucking totally read that wrong based off my notes. StarCraft 2. Third birthday is what I meant to say, but failed. Which. You know, I know that you guys will be excited. They're going to give 25% extra XP for all you pros out there. Yeah, Thorzane, settle down.
Okay.
I know it's exciting. But and what is actually the cooler part of it, they're going to make Protoss and Zerg pretty much open. Like, for a while, StarCraft II will be free to play.
There you go.
Which is kind of sweet.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, congrats. It's amazing how time flies, because I remember the beginning of StarCraft II.
Oh, my God.
And I was still working my part-time job at GameStop. Like,
me too.
It changed my life, and I will always owe that to StarCraft II, so big, big thanks to them. And they're doing really cool stuff, like opening the game. To us, we laugh and kind of smirk, but whatever. But I actually, even just this past weekend, a friend was over, and she was able to play StarCraft Heart of the Swarm through the spawning thing that they recently put in as well. So they're doing what they can to make this game more accessible to more people. And I think even if it is just for the birthday for a limited period of time, I think it's a cool idea. And I think it's cool that Blizzard's aware of the idea of how great this game is and how it needs to be introduced to more people. And that's one of the gifts they can give.
I don't know if the news, like, it reaches widespread where people might be like, you know, major news sites like Polygon or Joystick might actually report that that's available. But the fact that they do it once would probably lead me to believe that I could see this happening again around a holiday time or something like that,
sure,
closer to the release of another game, or you know, maybe around BlizzCon or something in that regard. But for anyone out there that has friends that have been wanting to play Just Terran, now's the opportunity to get them in there. And Thorzane, 25% extra XP, which...
I mean, I don't think I could ask for anything else.
I know,
it's just... I've been hoping for something like this since they introduced the experience system. And now I finally get level 90.
Thorzane's like, I've seen all these Call of Duty double XP weekends, and I feel like we've really been left out. But yeah, it's happening. So
that's
free
why Call
play.
Of Duty is so big. It's a free XP.
Yeah.
Now
so when you get the
two's time to shine.
So when the XP bar comes up, is it going to be like more XP or are they just?
No, I actually played a game today. It says it's already activated. It just says like bonus, or it says holiday XP, and then it says plus 25%, and then it just,
wow,
and it just adds it to yeah. And boy, did I feel amazing.
I'm going to be even higher level 30.
Yep. You can get prestige. You can do it, Suffy. You can do it. All right. So we get the good news out of the way. Third birthday. Before we move on.
It's already been 3 years.
That's what I wanted to talk about with you guys. Like, Jeff kind of mentioned it a little bit, but like 3 years. I was also working at the bank when it came out. I was so ingrained in the bank, actually, that I missed the Sean's launch party because my boss said like I couldn't go because I was working on another project. Like, it's crazy to think that just 3 years ago that's where I was. But Thorzane and Suppy, where were you when this all happened?
Suppy was in middle school, I think. Was that 8th grade? Was that
he's watching Scary Movie 3?
No.
All right, Suppy, I'll start with you.
I was 17. I was in Washington, D.C., and I was doing, like, some little, like, research program thing. But I wasn't playing StarCraft yet because I was still playing Brood War. Because we had, like, a local Brood War LAN where I had to, like, face off against Last Shadow and beat him. And then then I tried to qualify for WCG, and then I lost. Didn't you play that, Jeff?
Which one?
Did you already search?
Is that 2009?
WCG 2010.
Oh, 2010, yeah.
Yeah, I played the last one. I was there, man. I beat I won with my Protoss against Sterling, and then I lost with my Zerg.
Sterling is the one who took me out. So stupid. Yeah. Aaron was so imba.
No. Game was great.
just kidding.
So you didn't even start playing StarCraft 2 right away.
Mm-mm. I only started when the full game was actually released. I didn't play in any beta at all.
Oh, okay. Okay. But three years ago, you were just basically, you're like, oh, StarCraft 2, let's play it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Thorzane?
I think, 3 years ago, when the game was released, I had like a long like release party thing with my Warcraft 3 buddies, and we'd just play the game for like 3-4 days. Straight out. But we had played the beta before, so it wasn't like super special, but it was still kind of cool. Just got the game all together and just play the campaign, of course. Have to play the campaign, the first thing you did, and then the multiplayer.
When did you join MAUS? Was that your first StarCraft 2 team?
No, I was in a team called Pretoriani with Knight and... Like,
oh shit, I remember
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And
that's
then I played in TSL. And then after I beat MC, MAUS Sports acquired me.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what.
Holy shit.
And I was in another team before that scammed me, kind of. Like, OK, Online Kingdom. They were like, you might have heard of them, but I'd never signed a contract, but like, they had me. So I was being really lazy and I'd never signed the contract, and I still like played for them online in like online tournaments. But then Patriani gave me the offer, and apparently they still meant that I was signed, because I had verbally agreed on it, and it's probably correct, but like, yeah, we had to pay like a release fee from the contract to even join Patriani, and I was kind of upset about that. But it was only like 150 euros, so.
Well, that was a year after release.
I tried to get EG to get you even before that, Thorzane. As you were coming up in that tournament, I talked to AG and folks, and I was like, you got to get this Thorzane kid. I know he's got no personality, and he's not really, you know, he's not entertaining at all, but he's really good, and you should sign
him. I remember when I signed with Mousesports. Thank you.
Go ahead. Yeah, go
ahead.
It
makes me feel good about myself.
Fucking take no, yeah, okay, go on. No.
Like a week, like when I was signing Mousesports, I was also in the talk with Fnatic before Mousesports, and like even Liquid, but then Mousesports had the best offer, and I was talking with all these good teams, and then I signed with Mousesports, and then like 1 week later, you just like, hey, wanna join? Yeah. And I'm like already announced on Mousesports, like, guys, like, couldn't you have been talking with
me
like
in a year,
2 weeks earlier or something?
Oops.
Like, why do you have to be so slow?
CG way, man. You know now. You know the answer to that question now.
Yeah, I think I do.
All right. But yeah, 3 years, I guess two expansions, well, even though one expansion, but two games, and still another one to go. So congratulations. Yeah, happy birthday, 3 years. Now that we got the good news out of the way, what the actual fuck? WCS, and I don't know how else you put it, WCS versus the International 3. Because even if I was, like, I am the ultra fan. I am the super fan. I'm like, I love Dota 2. I love StarCraft 2. Ah!
Yeah.
And at first I'm like, this is the fucking greatest. And then I'm like, well, wait a second. It's actually physically impossible for me to enjoy both. Therefore, as a spectator, you are actually forcing me to pick and choose what I can watch.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about now is obviously Blizzard's announcement that the WCS is going to be simultaneously played, the finals, from all three regions on the same day. That also features the International 3, which is, if you don't know, I mean, arguably it is the largest Dota 2 competition on the planet.
One of the largest esports competitions on the planet.
Yeah,
the largest.
Yeah, I would go as far as say that.
$2.6 million prize pool. I mean, it's their Super Bowl.
So the initial reactions.
You guys go ahead. I'm gonna rant and rave for an hour.
I'm just gonna say, like, my question is: did Blizzard like intentionally do this? Like, they had to know. And even if they didn't know, like, why couldn't they just move? Why can't they just move it to one other weekend? I know there's probably logistical
problems. Doesn't
work
that way.
But like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the fact that they put it there in the first
place. It was
already
said. Just so we get all the facts out there, let's make sure it was said that this is an unintentional thing. There was obviously no intention of like just pitting the two against each other to do that. That it was just the result of wanting to host the season finals event in late August. And this comes directly from Blizzard. So just throwing that out there. So we have all the facts. But keep going with that, Suppy.
I mean, if that's the case, I think Blizzard just needs to have like better communication with other esports companies to know when like huge events like this are going to be happening. But yeah, if it actually does go down like this, I can only see it harming the viewer numbers for probably StarCraft, because this is like by far the biggest event for Dota. Like, they only have like one of these every... It's like a way bigger deal, I'm saying, is the point I'm trying to get across. So this is not good for StarCraft, and I really hope they can move it.
I don't think it's movable. I think at this point it's set in stone.
Yeah. So here's why I have such a tough time with this. First of all, Seppi, to go to your point, like, it's not movable. Once you sign to a venue, you do that months in advance. Like, you don't call up a venue that's going to host a giant event like this and say, how are you doing in 2 weeks? It's like, it's not that flimsy. So they're signed in, It's paid for. It's not moving. It's going to happen this way. And the problem I have, to go back to Wheat's point too, is that the reason that's being broadcasted is that there are so many events going on. It's very complicated to move with so many moving parts. They have different partners you have to keep in mind. It's ESL, GOM, /OGN, and then NESL. And you have to have all those partners coordinating to get their events because they, you know, want them on the same weekend. So it's not as easy as moving it around. It's also, there's going to be some weekends that don't work because of the different venues and different places. I get that it's really complicated. I get that. But the problem I have is that I don't care how complicated it is. I don't care how difficult it would be. It's inescapable how bad this is. Like, let's go at this from the very get-go. The idea of having three finals on one weekend is a terrible idea, a horrible idea. Let's go from the business perspective. If I could draw the same-ish number of viewership at three separate times and report those numbers, I should do that. It doesn't work in the scene where if you compound events, the numbers are, like, uniquely going to grow. Like, if I had 120 here, 80 here, and 200 here, it doesn't become 400-some-odd thousand viewers or something like that at one time. It becomes 120 at one time. You're actually murdering the potential numbers you could report on by doing it on one weekend. But also, I would go as far as to say that on the business end, you're going to have diminishing viewership as the weekend goes on. And again, this is detached from the idea that the International 3 is on the same weekend. I'll
get right. To that. This is just the idea of just having three. And yes. And I do want to point out, just as you say this, Jeff, I think about event weekends where there have been, like, let's say a DreamHack or a DreamHack, like a European event or a U.S. event, and then a GSL event like that same evening, and like a finals or something. And I remember how difficult, it was to just try to keep up with that. So the thought of three and then a fourth tournament on top of that, it actually is humanly impossible.
It's just bad. It's bad business. And it's the kind of mistake that I feel like it knocks the wind out of my gut a little bit, because I'm the guy that after the beginning of WCS, I've been out there saying, look, I've got faith in Blizzard. They're going to make correct decisions. There's personnel shifting. A guy very high up was actually removed from the company because a lot of the decisions he made this a very tumultuous and difficult scene. It really hurt us for a long time. So that I was the guy who was saying, look, they're moving in the right direction. But just the idea of three of their finals on one weekend is so horrendously off the mark, so bad business-wise, so disconnected from how this community works, so far off from what WCS itself set out to do. Like, one of its first rules that was then made fun of on Reddit, very smartly so, was we should not be competing with ourselves in content. You cannot broadcast against WCS. And then WCS broadcasts against itself? You know what's going to happen? The NA WCS is going to have half the viewership it had last time, which
was
already bad.
I thought they kind of said that it was going to be separate. Like one finishes and it's like, all right, 5 minutes,
Yes.
Take a piss and go get some new toothpicks to keep your eyes open because we got a whole nother day starting.
So let me clarify. It's not that they're running at exactly the same time. It's not that bad. That's next year, I guess. Instead, it's just that, like you said, it's stay tuned because in 4 hours we're starting the Korean broadcast.
Yep.
And people don't have 72 consecutive hours to watch StarCraft. Maybe it's not the NA WCS that gets butchered, or maybe it is because people prioritize the other ones and are like, well, I won't watch that one. I'll save myself for the other two. Something's going to happen where the viewership's murdered. Again, this is an alternate universe where the International 3 is not happening. So let me get to that. This is why it's actually the worst thing in the entire world. There is one weekend in the year that the Super Bowl of Dota 2, the game that Blizzard let slip through their fingers, hosts a tournament with a prize pool bigger than any other that unabashedly attracts like very similar viewership. Dota 2 and StarCraft 2, when I say similar viewership, I mean same people. Dota 2 people like to watch StarCraft, and StarCraft 2 people like to watch Dota. It's not quite – I mean it's the same with LoL. But, like, if you had a Counter-Strike tournament that weekend, it would actually be probably pretty okay. Like, people would still piss and moan, but it wouldn't be the same. It's generally two different fan bases. Dota 2 and StarCraft 2, actually very close. So for them to just kind of be like, you know what, we kind of had to do it because it was too complicated, I'm sorry, I love Blizzard. I'm going to talk about a conversation I had with a certain individual from Blizzard in a second, but I call bullshit. You black mark that weekend. You go, well, we can't run then. For whatever reason you couldn't run on other weekends, That one is 10 times more you can't, because it's not even fucking close. Not, it sends the wrong message. It butchers your numbers. It's killing your partners. It hurts the scene. Like, I go on. We all know that nobody needs this explained to them. You know what I mean? So that in and of itself is just terrible. So I post on Reddit saying as much, basically, and I get contacted really quick. And I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to give names. That's not fair or polite, really. But it's a guy who's he's a part of the process. And he said he was hurt that I didn't go to him first to talk to him. So I said, I'll do that in the future. But then basically the explanation he gave is, we'll put the word out in a day or so and you'll see our reasoning. And I'm here to say, after that conversation and the reasoning they gave, which was like the ambiguous, sorry, it's really complicated, we'll try not to do this in the future. It's 2013. We can't be making that mistake anymore. You can't do that. And it sucks because StarCraft II is in need of some wind in its sails, as opposed to yet another thing where unanimously all the communities look at StarCraft II and kind of go, oh, Christ. Oh, wow. That's really fucking dumb. That's really dumb. LCS hosted an all-star event in China that kicks everyone's asses in terms of how amazing it is. And WCS is having a tough time picking itself up out of its own vomit right now. It's peeing itself. It's the embarrassing drunken uncle that you never want at your family reunions, because he'll fondle you. He'll forget who you are.
Hold that thought. Let's get Thorzane's thoughts on this. I mean, Thorzane, obviously we've talked a lot about WCS, some of their successes, some of their flaws. As far as you're concerned, what is your take on all this?
Well, I think Jeff kind of summed everything up, but it's just like, even the idea, yeah, exactly what he said, like, having them all on the same weekend is bad enough, but then, like, having it at the same time as the international, is it that the international 3?
Yes,
yep.
Yeah, 3.
It's like, I don't know, it's almost as if they're trying to make their business, like, trying to get bad numbers so they can shut down the whole thing.
Well, that's what I wanted to hold the thought on, is like, to hear what you guys think about the potential impact to this. Because let's just say, you know, right now I'm watching the WCS US or AM Season 2 Premier League, whatever, round of 32. There's 18,000 people. I'm actually hosting the show, guys, but it's on right here. There's 18,700 people on there. And I would guess that a regional should be able to hit that 30 or 40. And first off, do you think it can sustain that? Because, Jeff, you talked a little bit about the diminishing numbers. But second of all, what if it's significantly lower than that? Is that just like it was the same weekend as TI3, there wasn't much we could do about that? Or does it reflect negatively on the league overall? Because if that was any other weekend that didn't have a major event, you know, would the numbers have been much better?
They'd have great numbers. NASL would kick ass, because this is the first time they're being handed this event. They're still going to kick ass, by the way. Like, these are going to be great events. Nobody's questioning that. ESL puts on a fucking show. They're going to do a great job. GOM OGN, we had our critiques, but that's still a good show. And NASL, this is in their wheelhouse. But half as many people are going to give a damn. And you halted us on this point of, is it going to hurt the numbers? You know, how do we react to that? I got to be honest with you. Yes, it is absolutely going to hurt the numbers, and it's getting to the inexcusable point where it's kind of scary. We talked at the beginning of this that, look, I owe so much to StarCraft II. I drive a car, I live in an apartment, and I have a dog that is paid for by my job in StarCraft II that otherwise I wouldn't have. I would be a football coach teaching high school, drinking beers on weekends, which is not so bad. I don't want to make it sound like that's terrible, but that's not playing StarCraft II for a living. So I'm very thankful, and I love this fucking game. And when I had this conversation with the guy, he started off by saying, I think you're drama-mongering, and I don't, you know, you should have talked to me first, and it's not as bad as you think it is. And it took the wind out of my sails there, too, because I felt crushed for a second, because I realized this guy is so – he thinks that I'm upset for attention. I'm upset because someone I love dearly has been, like, submitted to a hospital with wrists gashed open, man. Like, this is sad. This is really bad. It's not sky is falling. The game's not going to collapse. We're going to have WCS. BlizzCon's going to kick the at. You know, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fucking amazing. But the steps on the way there, we're still tripping. We're still stumbling, and I think that's really disheartening. I want Blizzard to announce, guess what? We constructed Kerrigan. It's a 65-foot-tall robot, and it shoots money. It shoots fucking dollar bills at people. And it came walking down Anaheim and just starts Gatling-gunning people with dollar bills. And I'd be like, Blizzard, you did good. That's fucking awesome. And they're like, thanks, Jeff. And also, it can fly. And it can sink to the bottom of the ocean and live in harmony with the birds and the whales down there. Yeah, there's birds down there. You haven't seen them yet. And that would be cool. But instead, they're like, hey, guys.
And the whales.
WCS regional finals. Same weekend. Who's ready for that weekend? And Hotbid's like me. And everybody else is like, fuck you. And they're like, what? That's weird. Well, anyways, it's on that one weekend. I think something else is happening. The International 3. Listen. It's hard to schedule. Anyways, about your business. See ya. Like, that you can't do that. It's terrible.
As far as the impact, I just agree. Like, obviously, it's not going to kill the game. What it does is it makes a weekend that I think could have better results for, on a viewership level, and probably will not achieve those results. And that's to be said, just like you said, if it's three events or if it's the three events plus the International 3.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing a general consensus from the chat. And because TI3, like Suppy said, is such a huge, hyped, once a year, unique, crowdfunded, like, there are so many people invested in that weekend, you know? I'm not going to be a Dota 2 fan and, you know, invest into that weekend and then just, I guess I'll just switch over. Like, that, there are so many people that have invested themselves into that weekend, like, months and months and months and months and months and months ago.
We, on a business level, you just nailed it. Like, the International, if I want to watch that, I've got one shot to watch that, so I will. If I want to watch a regional final for WCS, you can argue certainly that, like, each one is a unique experience, but this is season two of one of three regional finals that we've already had three others and a circuit final. We're going to have three more regional finals and another grand final. Like, I could probably miss this weekend if I'm a middle-of-the-road fan who's like, I don't know, I'm going to watch Dota 2 because everyone talks about this. And, you know, someone's like, what about StarCraft 2? And he's like, well, I watch StarCraft 2 all the time, and nothing's really grabbing me about that weekend. They're going to have it in Cologne, Germany. Cologne, Germany kind of sucks. I mean, that's the weirdest part for me, too, is their ultimate reasoning. Like, I need a grab point. I need them to say something that really makes me go, okay, I now know why you had to do on that weekend. They're like, we really want the ESL studio to host an awesome show.
Wait, are they having Gamescom?
At Gamescom. And
all,
you know,
the,
what?
All the regionals in Germany?
No.
Only the European?
The grand final, I think, is going to be hosted by ESL for this season, right? And that's why they're doing it before that. It's going to be on, like, the 25th of August or something like that. So they needed to get them in before that point. And, okay, that's you know, ESL is going to put on a great show. Gamescom, there's a lot of new fans. ESL's been barking up that tree for a while. So far, I haven't quite seen the flood of new fans come in from events being hosted there. But, all right, people seem to believe it's possible. Or Cologne. And that's not – I mean, Wheat, does that do it for you? Is that like, oh, okay, I can see?
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend, right? Like, I have a feeling that StarCraft 2 is going to be in the background because I've invested into TI3 too, and I want to – I mean, watching last year's – when I could, it was pretty goddamn amazing. And because of some of the storylines, key point, because of some of the storylines that are going into TI3, that's actually going to be the one to watch. Now, there's some things that could happen that could actually make the end of the tournament not as amazing as, like, TI2's end of the tournament. But I have to say that I just don't know yet. Like, I don't know who all is going to be representing who. You know, we have an idea right now, but I mean, yes, I'm going to be interested, but I'm not going to be able to watch everything live. And that immediately, just as a viewer, that makes me a bit salty.
Yeah, I go ahead, guys.
I was just going to say, well, how much do you actually think, like, it's going to impact the viewer? I mean, I feel like a lot of people are going to be having both streams online at the same time.
Yeah.
They're probably going to, like, obviously be focusing on, like, there's the viewer numbers, I think, are still going to be pretty decent. Like, I think they're going to be higher than what they are right now for round of 32. But
yes,
we're not talking about like 500 people watching a final. It's going to be 40,000, 45,000 for NA. Europe will still hit around 89, 90, maybe 100,000 peak, which is still good. And then Korea will have the numbers that Korea always has.
Yeah.
But there's nobody out there that's arguing that they're like, well,
so
maybe.
You're saying that they're all going to have the same numbers as they usually have.
I would say Europe. I mean, like Korea maybe because it'll avoid. NA will have less.
Europe have 100,000.
I thought they went up to 120, but I guess I would say maybe 80 to 90 or something like that.
Okay.
We're not talking about like 40,000 people missing. We're talking about 10, 20,000 people. But I guess what I would say is, like, if you guys think that's okay, fine, but you probably won't be on like the strategy team for planning a tournament, because you should never plan a tournament in mind with like maybe we'll have just a little bit less. You should always be planning to have more. We're supposed to be growing, right? That's a concern we all should have. We're not sustainable yet. We're having tournaments dumping off. MLG's handing torches away. IPL's dying. Like, we don't need tournaments to be like, well, we can kind of suck right now. We need them all to kick ass. And when this is forced on us, that's a bad thing.
So what do you think we should do as a community, like, in response to this, where, like, you know, Blizzard's screwed up. I don't know. We don't really have a guarantee that they'll fix it for next time. Like, what are we supposed to do?
There's
to, like,
a guarantee. You know, honestly, this is a great question, Seppy, because I think a lot of people are like, well, grab the trident, sons of bitches, and let's just start poking flesh until it bleeds. To me, this is something that's like over and done with, right? I don't think they're moving it. It's going to happen. It's going to play out in this way. Yeah. So, like, really, I think as a community, we just have to put the word out there like, hey, Blizzard, you know, we want to know about these events 3 months before they happen so that we could, you know, so that people can plan for them and go to them like they do, you know, some of the other major events throughout the year. And also just to try to ensure that it's not going to happen. This kind of shit is going to happen. As more and more esports events pop up, there are going to be more and more conflicts. But I think that we almost ask them to give this information sooner, because then at that point, it becomes much more difficult to, you know what? I don't even know. I feel like right now I'm just talking about it. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
International get announced.
Oh, many God. Moons ago.
So long ago.
Yeah, Do you think it was before Blizzard?
Yes.
Like, here's the scenario. I think it was out. TI3's up. Blizzard starts talking about all the possible, you know, how they could do this, how it's going to go down. I'm sure at some point someone was like, you know what, doing three finals in the weekend would be really great. I would have loved to seen some sort of like a community poll like, hey, if we had all three finals in a weekend, do you think you would watch them all? Because I think people would be like, fuck no. There's no way. It's like impossible. So then someone said this. So then they start looking at the months as it relates to what they've already got locked in. Things like Gamescom, things like, you know, when Korea is going to be over with. And this suddenly, like, really hinders or really, I guess, hits their flexibility, Thorzane. So they look at all the dates they can do it. And they're like, well, we can't do this weekend. And then Gamescom's the next weekend. And then there's PAX this weekend. And then after that, there's another event. And we can't just stop the league and then wait a whole month before we do the regional finals. So we're kind of screwed. We have to bite the bullet. This is when we have to do it. That's how I kind of believe that, you know, that all went down. So, you know, we've talked about WCS and their planning and sort of the synchronization as they do more of these. You just have to, like, hope and say, I guess, to them, this synchronization has to, you know, we have to know about it a little bit sooner, I guess.
You know what, and here's the thing, like, I hate to be, because I know that we kind of tease almost, the community is very critical, and everyone knows that, StarCraft II in particular. But if that is exactly how it happened, which I'm willing to accept, you know what I would have wanted? A better PR job by Blizzard. You don't just dry announce the date and say, here's the date. And then when everyone is outraged, you're like, oh, shit, we'll have an answer about why we did that date in a little bit. You preemptively know it's going to be bad because you've got people in position to have that kind of brain power. And you come out and say, look, we know this is on the same weekend as the International 3. And then here's where you become a super awesome PR guy. You go, I would encourage you to explore both as they're going to be awesome and entertaining, and it's a great weekend. We at Blizzard are going to do everything in our power to try to avoid conflict so that you guys can have an amazing weekend filled with games. And we want to apologize for having on the same weekend. In the future, we'll try everything in our power not to. But due to time constraints and working with three, even four partners with OGN, we were forced on this weekend, and this is the reality of the matter. We realize it's not the perfect scenario, but we're going to do everything in our power to try and make this the best gaming weekend you've ever seen. But instead, it goes date, three finals. Outrage. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mike.
It's complicated. It's complicated. And, you know, in the future, we won't do this.
It's too much for your feeble minds to understand.
I can't say anything better than that. I mean, that would have been great. That would have been great.
And there'd still be people upset, but at least there would be those people that are always going to be upset, and then there's going to be the people that have a stuffed orc doll sitting on their bed that they sleep with every night, and on that night it won't be soaked in their salty tears. Instead, it'll be like, Blizzard still has me in mind, and I love Blizzard. And then they'll kiss it on the cheek and do a little imaginary battle with it. It'll be cool.
Did you guys ever see the Jace Hall StarCraft Design meeting show? Way back, like when we visited the alpha testing of StarCraft 2, they were like discussing how the game was going to be.
Oh, I vaguely remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I like picturing in my head. Their meeting, like deciding the times for this finals, like just the whole mess.
I think one thing that I want to bring up is just, despite all the criticisms that the entire community is giving, and obviously everybody's outraged, like, one thing I don't think people should do is just be like, man, I hate Blizzard, and just, like, out of spite, like, I'm not going to watch the finals. Yeah, they shouldn't do that because, like, I'm just not going to watch the finals because I hate them or something. Like, I think that's something we should avoid. Like, we should still be really supportive of it and still let Blizzard know, like, you know, you kind of screwed up, but we're still going to support you guys. Because I don't think I think it's just really bad for the scene in general to just always have, like, a negativity, like, a negative aura, like, just brewing around. And I think this is actually a really important event for NASL. It's kind of like their stepping stone and, like, figuring out, you know, how they're going to run things and how they're going to do better in the future. So I think everybody should still continue to be supportive of it, even though everybody's unhappy. Like, there's no need to just continue to be, like, I'm not going to watch it, like, because I hate them or they were stupid. I think people should still try to support as much as possible.
Right, of course. And that's you actually bring up a really interesting point, because that's something interesting for me. Like, there are always going to be those, like, you see the thread on Reddit where there's people like, well, I know I'm watching the International, you know, like, fuck Blizzard, I'm not going to do that. Like, I don't endorse that at all. Watch what you want. You don't need to do, like, I don't know. I've always been a little bit put off by people like, I don't like that thing they're doing, so now I hate them forever. Won't watch that. I always thought that's weird. But at the same time, I feel uncomfortable almost saying that, because you should vote with your dollar. If you don't like this, what is going to make Blizzard change in the future? We like to believe that it's from public outcry and outrage, and certainly that's led to, like, balance patches and community interactions and AMAs. But maybe they – I don't know. That's actually – I almost incited an internet riot. I won't do it, Weep. But what I will do is just say, try to be a conscientious contributor, but also a person aware of when mistakes happen, and
and
act for change.
I like that. All right, we've spent a lot of time on this. Unless someone else has any final thoughts, I'm happy to leave it at that. Yeah. I do want to address one other thing, okay? And that's about Twitch on this weekend, all right?
Will it survive?
Rest assured, all right? We went out for the past 3 months. We've been scouring local video game stores, GameStops, Kmarts, anywhere that might have clearance.
PS3s.
Yeah, yes, good. That's right. We are creating the biggest... See, we're on the same fucking wavelength here. We are creating the biggest fucking PS3 server farm to deliver an unbelievable experience this weekend. So, as long as all of the PS3s get updated in time, we're going to be okay.
I'm really confused.
Okay. What do you mean?
All right. We have to explain the rest of the world to Suppy real quick. Suppy, I think it's actually the U.S. military, for a while, they used a gigantic network of PS3s to do something. Like,
yeah.
What did they? I don't know. They just experiment
all sorts of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You can actually use PS3s as computers, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah. Some Middle Eastern countries actually use PS2s.
Get out of here. No.
Yeah, for like missile guidance and stuff. So
I don't believe
it. It's fucking real, man.
I know that one. I caught it.
Okay, let's continue talking about WCS, but a little bit about the results. Last night in Korea, the round of eight.
Oh, shit, did Puck beat Maxed?
Yes, 2-1.
Yes, Jadong beat Snoot.
And Jadong just beat Snoot.
Yeah, I just watched Jadong Snoot, but I didn't... Well, Puck's like, he's improving constantly.
Now. Yeah.
But Maxed is Chinese, and he was hyped so much the previous... he's supposed to be like... flattered, not like, hey. So, like, they were hyping Maxed and, what's the other guy, Jim, so much the previous, week when we were watching. And then Jim just kind of stomped his group, and they hyped Maxed as much as they have Jim. So I was just expecting him to, like, kind of be innovation or something.
I feel like most people recognize that Jim is better than Maxed. But yeah, there has been a lot of hype for Maxed as well. But everybody's really hyped about Jim. I think it's a little bit more for Jim, but I don't know.
Well, Puck versus Jadon going on right now. Here's what we've got. So we just had Maru versus Symbol and Sulky versus Innovation. I did watch these VODs this morning after searching for them for about 35 minutes. Thank you very much. Nice. You know, I just like the... God, I just feel like I'm just a giant bitch rag today. But, like, I mean, having five different Korean GSL, OSL, WCS channels really sucks ass. I just, anyway. I finally found them, watched the games.
Where do you search?
I don't even remember how I found them. I don't remember. Yo, you actually?
I found them right now in, like, 1 minute. Maybe it's because it's late in the day.
Whoa.
I don't know.
He's calling you out.
I don't know that they were up yet, Thorzane. Okay.
That, would make it hard to search for them, yes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that you actually found them if they weren't up.
Look at this shit, Thorzane! It's fine because I'm about to throw down the fucking trump card that's in my pocket. I'm a Twitch staff member. So they weren't up, but I found them.
Okay.
Anyway. Right. Before you could even view them, Thorzane.
Well, I'm watching on Gum player.
That's right, Thorzane. Before they were even available for you. Anyway.
Were they available on Gum player? Do you know that? Do you specifically know that? Because I'm the one... What
you
the,
know, actually, I didn't even look player. There. Because they both broadcast on Twitch, and they're supposed to have... Twitch VODs.
You don't know if it wasn't available.
So actually, if your shot back is that I didn't go to GOM TV, then I concede. I did not go to GOM TV because I won't install the GOM player on my system. Do you need the GOM player to what? No. I just didn't go to GOM TV. You win, Thorzane. I watched them on Twitch before you could.
While we're on the subject, that commercial where the guy's got gloves on and he walks through video game land?
I don't know that commercial.
Fucking breaks the... makes the screen black after it every time.
God.
So I just submitted my complaint to you, Wee, because you work for Twitch.
All right. Hold on. Let me write down a note here. Yeah. Wait, which is the ad? Gloves.
Yeah, the gloves and video game land. Yeah.
Video game. Let me put it in the complaint department here.
Oh, shit. He's putting it in
all right.
What?
All right. that is bot. That's funny. All right. What were you talking about again? Oh,
well,
yes.
We're talking about the matches, not just the VODs.
Yes, that's right.
I caught the Maru series. The other one extended way too late into the night. I started to pass out, and I knew Innovation was going to smash face. But Maru, it's kind of cool to see another Terran worth talking about. Very aggressive, very high octane, lots of actions, very fun to watch.
I think so, too. Super emotional as well.
Yeah, he won, and he looked like he was going to ball his eyes out in the booth. That was kind of cool to see.
So 3 years ago, he was, like, 12, wasn't he? Like, he was actually, like, 13 or something.
Yeah, he was very young.
Yeah.
Does that freak you out, Suppy?
Yeah.
Remember like when you were considered young Suppy, when everyone was like how young Suppy was, but now you're kind of getting old?
Yeah.
I'm an old man.
Getting there.
Jeff, are you the only, did you guys watch this as well? Thorzane or Suppy? You watch any?
No.
I know you're not impressed with Innovation, Thorzane, but he looked pretty good.
I'm watching Innovation against Soul Key game one right now.
Okay.
Was the series good?
I like the series.
It's good if you're a Terran fan.
If you're a Terran fan, although playing more, so you know.
Innovation post, you have to beat him within 15 minutes, otherwise that multitask, that he, I don't know. It's so, he's absolutely incredible. Of course, Soul Key, ironically, did beat him in the finals just this last GSL, but only the Daybreak game seemed to go kind of beyond that point, and then Innovation loaded his entire army into 3 medevacs and died, so he didn't do that this time.
Stats? There's like stats on the gun player, like offense 84, defense 92, macro 92. What the hell?
Subjective, completely subjective.
It's just arbitrary information, like, okay.
So let's talk about what would your offense be, Thorzane?
Thorzane?
Like
12.
5.
And your defense would be like over 100?
Yeah, something like that.
Dedication to defense would be over 100, at least.
Round of 8 continues on Wednesday night. I believe that we have Rain versus Supernova and Bomber versus Thirst. Quickly, what is the possibility of 4 Terrans in the semifinals? Go.
Supernova should absolutely get smashed by Rain. And first, PVT's legendary mode. I mean, Bomber has had a dream walk, but his best matchups TVT were...
Are you sure?
He beat Flash and Innovation.
Isn't his best matchup TVP? I know
absolutely
it was like
not.
12 months ago.
Absolutely
he
not.
He used to dominate every TVP.
Did he, really? Well, right now he's sitting at like 85% TVT, including beating Flash and Innovation. And I got those.
I'm referring to like
results now.
Just how big was his battle cruiser? Yeah, it was hilarious. So
wait, I missed the first part of the joke.
What? Oh my god, it's a wonderful thing. Hello.
You're so innocent that I wouldn't be sure if you actually just thought you missed the joke.
I liked it. All right, we're back. And just as we were about to go, so the PS3 farm died. Actually, there's a Last of Us update. You were about to talk a little bit about the server side stuff. What were you guys?
We were just discussing how the NA server, NA WCS forces all the games to be played on NA server, even if it's like a Korean against a Korean. And I think on Europe, it's not the same thing, because I asked specifically when I heard that like the Koreans are going to play in European. I was like, if I play against a Korean, can I force European server? They were like, yeah, if you really want to, you can play on European server, because it's the WCS Europe. But if you want to be nice, you can play it on NA. But apparently in the NA WCS, all the games have to be played on the NA server, even if both players agree.
It did, at least while MLG had it. So hopefully they changed that. But
because I don't think it's Blizzard rules if ESL can have something else.
No, I don't think Blizzard goes on that level to make rules. Yeah. I think it's up to the partner.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. Anyways, what do you got next for us?
I was just going to put it back on Team Liquid before I got a message from InControl that was like, by the way, it's not on TL. EU resumes August 5th, so we're just kind of holding on to our butts waiting for that. But AM going on right now, and you guys started talking a little bit about it. Puck currently playing Jadong right now. I know that you guys continue to talk about it beyond when we were crashed. But what do you guys think so far of what we're seeing in tonight's group?
Puck playing really well. Beating Max Zed's a big deal. I mean, we were talking about like Max Zed and Jim. Jim's probably the more hyped player, and Jim dominated his group, so perhaps that's well worth it. But Max Zed's no slouch. Very good Chinese player. Certainly one of the top. And Puck won 2-1 there. And now Puck's taking on Jadong, and Jadong did beat Snoot. But it's been nice. And you know, a little bit of a tip of the hat to the Blizzard guys. Their studio's been pretty cool for broadcasts, and they've been getting it done. It's been a nice little show.
Puck's been playing really, really well recently. Like, recently in the tournament, we were talking about this. He, like, 3-0'd Polt or something. It was, like, 2 or 3 days ago. But then he ended up...
What tournament was that?
It was some, like, $1,000 tournament for... I don't know what it was for, but... he 3-0'd Puck, but then Puck came back from the loser's bracket and ended up beating him in the finals.
You mean Polt?
Polt. Polt came back. And it looks like Puck's actually maybe going to take out Jadong here. Uh-oh.
Yep.
That's not good. What was I going to say? Something about something you said. Oh, do you think that the Root Gaming House has anything to do with Puck's?
So I've been talking with Kane a lot, and Kane's there, obviously. Yeah. I'm actually planning on visiting there, like, maybe in a couple of weeks or something. But apparently, like, they don't, like, Puck and Minigun and them, like, have really, really messed up sleep schedules and, like, don't play, like, they're not like the Koreans where they play, like, 10 hours a day. Like, that's what Kane does. So I don't know, like, but I guess it has been working. Apparently his sleep schedule is terrible. Like, he goes to sleep at like 5 a.m. and wakes up at like 7 p.m. So I don't know, but
Puck takes game one.
Yeah,
hasn't like... their house only been like in existence for a couple of weeks at max?
Yeah.
So I don't think he could have like improved drastically over just Puck was, 2 weeks.
Puck was getting better beforehand.
The
results were certainly starting to click in and. The gaming house should only help. Yeah, the sleeping schedule's a bit weird, but from my impression of the house is that they're all there to play. And I trust Katz because Katz has his name and money on the fucking line. Like, this isn't ambiguous. Like, yeah, they crowdfunded, so it's not like it's all his money. It's certainly not. I don't want to discredit the people that contributed, but they're going out on a limb on this. So I'd be very weird. I'd be very uncomfortable if I found out or heard after they get settled in and they're all situated that they're not taking this super serious. Not to say that Kane's a liar or something like that. I just don't know that I would rush to judgment. Like Thorzane said, it's been like a 2 weeks or something. Like,
sure.
Give him time.
Maybe like that can affect his, like, he might have had 2 weeks to prepare strategies for these games, but like mechanically he shouldn't have been like improving a lot. It might be just like build orders and stuff, but I think Puck was already one of those guys that was really like just waiting to get some good results.
Puck is practicing a lot. Like, the sleep schedule is weird, but every time I play StarCraft, I see Puck on practicing. Like, Puck's playing hundreds of games, so it's also that they're practicing a lot, I'd say. Yeah.
You've got your matches tomorrow, Seppi. As we get closer, anything you're thinking about regarding these?
I've been practicing a lot, but I practice a lot with Juan and Demuslim a little bit and Lebo a little bit.
Why did you stream your practice for WSS? Well,
I stopped streaming.
Okay.
My last stream was on like
them out, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah,
because all he was doing was dancing anyway.
I wasn't dancing.
Dancing in the moonlight. Sorry.
I feel okay. I feel like I'm. If I play Sage, I'm gonna like die maybe. But if I could take out Alive, he should let me win. By the way, because tomorrow is my 365th day on EG, so he should let me get a free win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I bet you if you asked him nicely, he actually might do that.
It's my EG birthday tomorrow.
EG birthday. Suppy turns.
Does that
one.
Mean the curse is strongest on this day, or it's weaker on this day?
That I get weaker or stronger?
No, is the curse. Is it stronger after a year, or is it weaker after a year? I don't know. I'm just curious. The EG curse.
Oh, the curse?
Yeah.
Grows with time.
Okay. So...
Gross. All right,
you can do it, Suppy.
I got to make the most of it. Yeah.
For now. Yeah,
you
for
only
now you
have
can't.
One of those scummy Protoss in your group.
Yeah.
Who's the fourth player?
Sage.
The Agnes
and Alive, yeah.
Oh, okay. So no CVC?
Yeah.
Only
you should
the
practice
matchup?
With me tonight, by the way.
I'm busy tonight. But when do you play tomorrow?
The same time.
Play in the morning or something.
Yeah, I can try. I have class, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Friendships.
So hopefully I do well, and then the Muslim plays on Thursday, I believe, right?
Oh, what's his group?
The Muslim versus Huck. Yeah, the Muslim versus Huck is game one, and then.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm like 99%.
Oh, they both made it. They're both in Premier League.
Mm-hmm. And then I forget who else is in their group.
Probably. Well, that's pretty sick.
Probably some Korean hoes.
In regards to WCS, the other information, because we did obviously talk about the regional events. The regional season two finals for WCS AM are going to be at the Red Bull Studios. I assume this is the same place where the previous Red Bull training grounds took place, which I didn't think had a huge amount of room for people. It says that there are tickets, but they are limited. So if you're in that area, I'd suggest you probably look into it ASAP. And then we also know that the season two finals for WCS 2013 will be at Gamescom. I don't know if any of you guys are going to be there.
Well, we're all, yeah.
But, yeah, that's what we know. WCS news. All right. We spent a lot of time on WCS. Let's see. Valencia. DreamHack Valencia was this past weekend. Another
poor Jadon.
Yeah,
poor
I know.
Jadon.
I know, man.
I wonder what he feels like. Getting second is never a bad thing. But obviously, you just want to get first. Like,
yep.
Fourth at DreamHack Stockholm, second DreamHack Summer. It was his time to win this time.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Yeah, and it's always set up like Stardust had a really good run at Summer, but even with like, okay, it's Jadon versus Stardust. All right, everyone's like, yay, Jadon's got this. Like, yeah, his EVP's not great, but he should be able to take on this Stardust guy. Nope. And then in this final, he gets over Stardust, gets his Zerg in the finals, and Hyun is a very good player, but Hyun had a pretty close ZVZ just before that with Ghost User. So you're like, all right, it's Jadon, ZVZ, and Hyun's not the most terribly terrifying ZVZ player. He should have this. Nope. It was hard.
I mean, especially hard. Coming at a time where Jadon's ZVZ is sort of, you know, legendary status, and I think people just expected if he got past Stardust that he was going to be able to,
mm-hmm.
you know, take it home. So, yeah, that was, I'm sure, crushing for all the Jadon fans out there.
It was.
Yeah, and with it, of course, Hyun wins his first major and, puts himself on the map. Not that he hasn't already been there, but he's been climbing that ladder. And also, I was pretty impressed with Ghost User and his top four finish as well.
Yeah, it had a good series. That one long ZVZ with Hyun was one of the better ZVZs I've seen in recent history. That was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Really cool back and forth game. A lot of different tactics being used, so that was fun.
Any particular games that you guys absolutely loved or anything? I tried to watch as much DreamHack as I possibly could. I always seemed to miss that first hour because it was just too early for me. But any games or anything in particular that you just thought was great?
You know, none like super leap out at me. Jadon Stardust was a fun series, just again because Stardust plays a really exciting, strange brand of PvZ. Actually, that Belshir Vestige game is going to blow people's minds. If you haven't, I guess everyone already knows the results, so it's impossible to spoiler you. But I thought Jadon had that game so solid in the bag, I was already fist pumping and yelling in my apartment. And then it was kind of cool to see Stardust power back through. Not a particularly like super crazy game, but just interesting in the way it went down. But other than that, no games like super leap out at me other than that ZVZ with Ghost User and the great performance that he put on.
Yeah, the first two games were really good in that series. Back and forth and close.
Now the storylines are pretty good throughout the tournament. And DreamHack, as always, put on a great show near the end. Smix did a great job with her sort of, you know, on-the-fly interview translation stuff. I thought that was really great.
Yeah. They're always a good show. Apollo Artosis, like, I think they actually casted better together here than they did at Stockholm at the beginning of the year. Not that that's any kind of real surprise, because you're only going to get better with time, but they really were awesome and informative and open to interpreting and explaining their stuff. So it was a very accessible broadcast, especially in the finals. I think Seltzer has actually developed. She's always been a phenomenal host, but she's fucking amazing, man. I think she's really good. It used to be like the only criticism you could ever possibly have of her is she had this like kind of adorable awkwardness to her because she knows the StarCraft fans are. I mean, I'm guessing she knows the StarCraft fans are super critical and like especially of girls, they're like looking for them to be something right. They're not. But she just kind of owns it now. She's just totally comfortable, asks great questions, did a lot of good hosting stuff. And then Smix, for her first time, did a phenomenal job. And it's really cool having a person that can translate and ask StarCraft-relatable questions because Smix knows the scene and plays the freaking game. And whenever a host or commentator does that, it shines through. So I can't say enough how cool it is to see that.
Fantastic job on both sides. Coming up. It's like hard to believe that it's just right around the corner, but I Am Shanghai is this weekend as well. I think EG has several players going, and then quite a few of the names that you've been seeing as of late from Korea.
Jadong, Alive, and Revival, I want to say, are going from us.
Yep.
Oh, there it is.
Just got announced like yesterday or something.
And Innovation's not going. Hyun is going instead, coming fresh off a win at DreamHack. And then, of course, you had some folks that came in through the qualifiers, all of these here. Now, there are still – what are these – oh, so there will be small tournaments.
Oh, we don't – none of us know, and our brains are just going to break.
No, that's what it looks like. So it looks like there are these tournaments, dual tournaments, that then take you into stage two, which is actually the group play. So I'm guessing that will be a lot of local talent. There could be some surprises there, perhaps.
Maybe.
You know, is someone like Sen going to show up and win one of those? I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I'd love to see the Chinese players that we've been talking about there, like Jim.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to see him there.
Maxed is
Chinese scene is already so fascinating to me. Like, you never know what to expect. They can be so good, and then they can just, like, fail so hard. So, like, whenever I see a Chinese player, I'm always, like, just excited to watch the game.
Yeah, and they finally got the game released, so it's getting better.
If something gets Thorzane excited, you know it's pretty damn special.
It's getting me excited.
25% EXP bonus got him pretty excited.
It is exciting.
Now that is special.
So good. That is special. there could be some, names that we've heard a little bit about, or names that have been on the radar lately, just kind of come up and do some damage. We've seen crazier things happen at IM, so that's this weekend. It is going to be at weird times, so just so everyone's aware of that. Let's see what else. Red Bull Training Grounds is also this weekend, taking place in Orlando. I'm not sure that they've announced all of the people that are going to be at that either.
Only person I know is I think Huck is going.
Oh yeah, they just so.
Huck, Snoot, TLO, Root, Succeed?
Yes.
Yeah.
State, Succeed, Huck on Protoss. Terran, TLO, Snoot, Zerg. So I believe there's two more still.
Probably three more, I would say, right?
It's eight people, right?
Is it eight?
Yeah, it's eight.
Yeah. Then I guess it would be two more.
That's pretty stacked. That's a very stacked tournament.
Really? You think that's a very stacked tournament? You look at that and you say that's a very stacked tournament?
I mean, I thought the other one was going to be the most stacked because they were coming over to like prepare for MLG.
Right.
So I thought it was just going to be like North Americans only or something this time. But there's like people coming over from all over. So
yeah,
it's a very diverse tournament.
There you go.
Diverse.
I agree with you. It's super stacked.
Diverse. Oh, Illusion got announced.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
At least that's what chat's saying. They could totally be fucking with me.
Isn't he? He just left Mouseport like a week ago.
I'm not sure how much he's focusing on StarCraft. Like, I know he's still playing, but he's not. He doesn't have that flame within him that he used to have, I feel like.
Yeah,
when we talked at MLG, he said he's just been focusing on, I think, school, and he said life. Which is good, because you don't want to lose focus on life.
Because then you'd die.
You would die.
Yeah.
This is true. This is true.
Life advice.
I always it's like a minor accomplishment whenever we get Thorzine to just break into giggles. He laughs at the most weird things. Like, we've had like highlights of past episodes where something really funny happens and we're all laughing, and then everyone keys in on Thorzine fucking stone facing the webcam. But a stupid little pun joke like that, and he's giggling uncontrollably.
What else you guys want to talk about?
Let's do the phones, man.
Where's my goat lust?
Just open up the phones.
Open them up.
I'm in. Okay, let me make sure that you guys can. All right. How about
JD tied it up, by the way.
Yes, he did. It's 1-1 right now. Game 3 in Group D coming up.
Bring it home, JD.
That'd be that one right there. 909-581-8509, or you can Skype me. Could try anyway. See if that actually works.
Try.
This would be the time in which we say there will not be a show next week because I will be out of town. I'll actually. I will be on a super secret trip.
We should do, when you're out of town, we should do a show with like Goatlust as the host.
Yeah. Just have him come over to my house and just sit down.
No, he doesn't have to be in your house. He can be in Australia. Just do his thing.
Sure. Could do that. Cam over Skype.
Killing Wheat's thunder right now. He said a super secret trip. We're supposed to ask.
No, you don't need to ask me at all. I don't mind.
Yeah. See, look, you heard his feelings.
I can't talk about it anyway. Okay. So,
DJ Wheat, where are you going? What's happening?
What is Riot flying you out to now? Wheat, what are you?
No, it's not Riot, but it is a game development studio.
Good. Yes. Okay. Oh, it's that thing you tweeted about earlier. You're gonna go play
No.
That game you played. Yeah. What,
Anna Chamber?
Yeah. No, not Anna Chamber. The
Sniper Anna Zombie Chamber? Elite.
It's like a MOBA game or some shit.
Solstice Arena? Yeah, going to Zynga, no.
Do you play Anna Chamber?
It's not Reborn. I played it. I beat it.
That's what Stefano did in Korea. He like beat it twice or something.
Really? Wait, that's what he did the whole time he was there? Because I did it in like an afternoon.
He spent like days and days like collecting every single
clue
or thing.
Really?
Like, you know how you have this wall with like...
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Every single one of them, and it took him a long time, like a couple of days at least, just like...
I thought Stefano was smarter than that.
What? You thought Stefano was smart?
I thought he was smart. I thought he could take down the chamber, man.
He's a talent. He's very good at StarCraft. But talk to him and go... Go three sentences without hearing the word anus or something.
But Jeff, you were the one Jeff, you're the one who brought up how there are these moments where he has like moments of clarity.
Yeah.
And it comes through his intelligence.
That's true. Oh, you're right. Well, okay. The actor that is Stefano has chosen the role of dumb.
Yeah. Speaking of him, by the way, the clock is running down.
Yeah.
And he sent out a tweet recently. He wants to win WCSU. Hopefully
I agree with Seppi. Let's before we go to calls, let's talk about what EG is going to do with that freed up supply. Not supply, but salary.
Supply.
I guess supply, too. We won't be supply.
It is kind of like supply.
For the price of one
I'm going to take one of these calls, by the way. They've just been coming in, but I've been ignoring them for you. All right, we got area code 214. Hello, welcome to Inside the Game. You're on the air. What's up? Yep.
I have a question.
You know what?
Is this thing on?
Actually, I should double check to make sure. Oh my God. How hilarious this guy. Hold on. I'm going to go plug in the right cable that needs to be plugged in. So this guy's just
like, what? Hello? I heard him.
Yeah, me too.
If you can hear us, caller, wait. Weed's being weird.
Hello? Look at that dirty Teemo hat in the background. God.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Diddly-diddly. They are standing in a row. Bum, bum, bum.
All right.
One small All one.
Hello. Caller? Why don't I hear it? What the... This guy's like...
Seppi, type out what the caller says
yeah.
to Mark.
No, I don't know. I don't know what is... I don't know what the hell is going on, actually.
Is this the first time where Wheat, who lays into callers because they don't know how to call into the show?
Actually, if you want me to be critical, I blame JP because I had to change up my configuration to do Roleplay Dark Heresy.
Okay.
Shameless plug. And now the caller is actually very patiently waiting to talk to us, which I think is phenomenal.
Good
so I'm going to... I'm going to try to figure this.
We heard him say hello at the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure I heard him say hello, too.
Then what's the problem?
Dude, honestly, I...
You didn't like the way you heard him say hi?
No, maybe I plugged in the wrong... That son of a bitch was too nice.
I don't like your attitude.
He was too nice. Yeah, I don't even hear... Like, I should be hearing it right now. Anyway, but I'm not hearing it. So I don't know. Fuck you guys. I don't know. I heard him just talk. He was just trying to talk a second ago.
All he wanted to do is call into our show.
He's trying to talk right now. I don't know, man. He's trying to talk and like literally. I don't actually fucking... This makes zero sense to me. It's a weird thing. All right.
Maybe it's this specific caller.
No, I think it... I mean, I guess it could be Skype. It could be Skype. So I'm going to hang up on that caller and try something else.
Sorry, caller.
Yeah, sorry, caller. So let me call the Skype test call.
Hello, welcome to Skype test call. I am...
I don't hear.
It's on your end. How do you hear us, then? What the fuck is that?
Oh, what the fudge?
And then Wheat just gets up and he's gone.
Let's commentate Puck versus EGJD.
Where's Manny Wheat? Manny Wheat! Daddy's got some anger again.
All right. Oh.
Ooh.
If you are able to hear your own voice,
you
have configured Skype correctly.
All right. Yeah. All right. I think we're good. I think we're good. I'm going to take a phone call.
Ah, we forever lost the first guy.
We did. I know his telephone number, though. We got area code 519 on the telephone. Hello. Welcome to Inside the Game. I hope to fucking God you can hear me and I can hear you.
Hi, I can hear you. How's it going?
Yes. Yes.
Hey.
We good?
We're good, man. We're good.
Okay, I just want to say one quick thing about this weekend coming up, the three events, and it was actually something that Suppy said, which, by the way, I'm a huge fan of all you guys.
Thank you.
The best thing, his question was, what can we do, basically, to help the scene? And my own personal experience, I just show people the game. And I, like, invite people over and just play it with them.
Sure.
And I think, and, like, if you guys have, like, a whole bunch of viewers, and say all your viewers did that, that's, like, you're basically doubling or tripling, depending how many people you show, how many people like StarCraft and might start watching it and playing it.
Like a good STD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that we condone that, but, I mean... We're all going to watch, you know, we're all going to watch your StarCraft, and I recommend that you do the same and you tell people about it, and that's fine and good. But if this is something that you think shouldn't happen, I feel like you shouldn't be shy about expressing that opinion on the forums and tweeting at them and letting them know that this is not a good thing. And if there's people out there that are so outraged that's not enough, then, you know, okay, then you look for other ways. But Suppy had talked about this earlier, and I agree. Like, it's always funny when these things happen, and you see the people on the forums are like, you know what? That's the last straw. I'm moving to Dota. And it's like, well, okay, then goodbye. You know, you don't need to yell at us about it, and nobody really cares. Like, the world will keep turning, but we should seek for ways to try to improve our world at all times, and that should be some action, you know, as opposed to just being okay with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess StarCraft fans just kind of have their own thing that they like about StarCraft, so I guess only the hardcore fans will stay. Having said that, I totally agree with you in Control, what you said about how they announced it to the media. That would have helped a lot. It would have people wouldn't have been so pissed off, probably.
Yeah,
I agree, man. I agree.
Hey, anyways,
thank you for your call, man.
Thanks, dude. See
you. Take care. Yep. Bye.
See you, man.
Good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Nice guy.
It's good that he actually wished me luck in the future, because tonight I'm going to try to travel to the year 2176. And
you will need luck then.
I will. I will need luck in the future. We're going to take an unknown phone
so
number.
Mean.
Oh, they hung up. Damn it. I really wanted to. All right, we got the guy. We got the guy from call one.
Super unknown.
All right, here we go. I think the guy that called us earlier, but you couldn't hear us. We couldn't hear you. Hello, welcome to Inside the Game. What's up?
Hey, I did call earlier, and I was singing to myself so you guys could actually hear me. So.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you. That was my bad. That was my bad. It was all in Control.
Standing for 5 minutes, he's singing. So.
Oh, goddamn. I wish I could have heard that. What's up, man?
My question was, why do you guys think Blizzard is announcing things so late? Like we saw when WCX was originally announced, that... the actual season one started like 2 weeks later. Like, why do you guys think that Blizzard is just like, we're going to announce this and basically starting it tomorrow?
Because it's extremely ambitious. They want to get 3 seasons in and then a BlizzCon, so they cannot, they can't miss a beat.
Not much wiggle room there.
I feel like maybe part of it is because, you know, they didn't really fully flesh out everything. And so, like, it was literally just like, all right, we got to get it through, like, let's announce it now because it's happening really soon. Like, they didn't have all the plans ready, perhaps, but they wanted to start it anyways. So that's maybe why it feels so rushed and so, like, yeah, just really rushed.
Or they're just lazy and procrastinating.
Doubt that. Definitely,
don't
I
think
imagine,
it's that one.
Definitely, I imagine that it has a lot to do also with just the dealing with different regions. I mean, as someone who has dealt with international clients before, like, it may not seem like a big deal, but every single meeting with a Korean company happens either late in the evening or like super early in the morning. Same kind of thing. Like, you're working on a different time schedule with Europe. It might not seem that big of a deal, but when you're under a time crunch, it becomes even more of a big deal, because suddenly your window to meet during the day is like 2 hours instead of, you know, 2 hours with 4 weeks ahead of us.
Yep.
I know that can't be easy. No, I mean, not to make excuses for them, but I personally found that to be a pain in the ass.
It's valid. It's absolutely valid. It's just that the WCS system is very ambitious. I don't think there should be people out there saying, like, give me the WCS, I'll fix it and run it in 20 minutes, really easy. Like, nobody should say that. The idea behind the WCS unifying the scene and getting everyone involved and working with everyone, that is super ambitious. I just wish that I had the feeling that the WCS system had, like, a year or 6 months of preparation. And then they rolled out this, like, perfect system with just a gorgeous streamlined process that there was no hiccups in, as opposed to what we have now, which is this feel of, like, you guys didn't super think that one through, did you? And they're like, it's complicated. Like, yeah. It's complicated because you gave yourself a week to do that, didn't you? And they're like, shut up in Control. Stop it.
So for how long do you guys think that WCS has been in the works? Like, do you think it's just, like, pretty recent, or like that they actually had this plan for like a year or something?
At the tail end of the previous WCS, they already started thinking of ways they wanted to change it and make it into this. So it's been in the works that long. I know that in the original, like, you can actually, if someone wants to be super detective, they could go through all of Sundance's tweets, and when he was talking about this, like, looming gigantic unification this is what they were talking about. So you could actually put a date to it. It's, of course, mutated and changed since then, but that was what they were all talking about at the beginning of 2013.
Okay. So they've had quite a while to actually make things work. Like, the announcement's still pretty late if they had, like, such a long time to prepare everything.
Yeah. All right, caller?
Don't you guys think it's also... don't you guys think it's also tough on producers and, like, all these partners just trying to, like, as soon as Blizzard announces something, they gotta fix their own schedule to that, like, WCS match?
Yeah. That is definitely... I mean, I think, like... Even Jeff, you might be able to talk to at least the concept of, for example, the SC2L. Like, it can't obviously, there are no leagues, whether it's SC2L or the Acer Team League or whatever, they cannot run, you know, during the WCS stuff. So not only is it somewhat of a burden on the actual WCS organizers, but really anyone organizing StarCraft content.
That's the part that I hope. I hope as we move forward, they start to see is not necessarily a good thing. Like, I understand the thought behind it is that WCS is supposed to be our strongest, best foot forward, and why would you ever allow people to diminish that glory? But seeing as how, in execution, it would appear that there are other partners that are outside the WCS system that could perhaps put on a really good show, why would you want to squelch them? It's only more StarCraft content. I'm hoping that when we move forward, Blizzard kind of goes back on this and looks at it and says, you know what? Maybe we don't need to have an absolute monopoly on our time because it is really hard. For the SC2L, we launched at a 9:30 p.m. PDT time, which is impossible for the East Coast, and don't get me started on Europe or Korea. We still had great numbers, but if we could, we'd hit prime time every time and allow people to choose the best content to watch as opposed to have it chosen for them. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it help with the content saturation, though? Like, there can't be, like, five tournaments running at the same time.
It helps by killing people and making them not want to do it, yes. I mean, that's what made the NESL basically say we're not going to run a league anymore, and then now they're back with WCS. That's part of the reason why... it has nothing to do with IPL. They were having problems for their own reasons, but that's part of the reason why... other content producers are stepping back and stepping down is because you can't, at a certain price point, you can't compete with WCS, so they won't.
I just remember a time where, like, there were so many tournaments that people were like, I'm not really that interested in StarCraft anymore because it's not exciting because I see tournaments every day and I, like, there's no excitement anymore. Like, oh, he won that tournament. Well, I wonder who wins the next tournament in 2 days.
I can assure you there's almost the exact same amount of tournaments happening right now, and part of the reason why that was happening is because the game... was way worse. Wings Liberty was there is such a thing as oversaturation, and that does happen. Absolutely, I agree with you. But I don't know that. Well, you know what? Your point is going to be really true when you see three finals on one weekend. Get ready for it.
Yeah. All right, caller. Thank you very much for your call, man.
Thank you, Cannon. Buddy, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, let's do a couple more here. This guy's trying to call. We got Josh on the line. Hello, Josh. Welcome to Inside the Game. What's up?
Hey, not much. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
All right, I just wanted to bring it back to the WCS thing we were talking about earlier with the TI3. Thorzane brought up earlier that he thinks that they might have scheduled it that way because they're trying to, in some way, kill off the WCS and... in general?
I think you mean international, right?
I didn't really mean... I was just, like, speculating. What if they just want to get lower numbers so they can just, like, shut it...
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, right, it's a conspiracy theory.
What do you guys think? Right. Do you think that's even a possibility?
No.
That they're doing that? No? Okay.
No.
I mean, I don't see any tangible benefits for them, really. Unless they really hate StarCraft, like...
If they would
they
just
don't have to kill it. They
hate
just
WCS,
announce
they
not doing
just...
it.
Yeah, exactly. They just have
Why
to...
Why are we talking about this?
Okay, yeah.
Shut it down if they want
well,
to shut
only,
it down.
That's the only reason I could see that they're actually scheduling it this time as well, so...
Maybe they're like, if we just shut it down, all our fans are going to hate us. But if we shut it down with a reason, like we have really bad viewers, it's not a profitable business, then all the fans won't turn their back on them.
Thorzane, you will not see a game publisher announce that their greatest tournament they put together for 2 years is being shut down because of poor viewership. They will pretend that that is not the case before they do that. You can trust me.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude.
Take care, Josh. Bye. All right. I see your name, Goatlust, but I'm not answering your call yet. All right. Instead, I'm going to take area code 512. Hello. Welcome to Inside the Game. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hey. I just had a question. The opinion of, like, me and a bunch of people that watch StarCraft is that Terran versus Terran and Terran versus Zerg are, like, the most entertaining to watch. Is there, like, anything that can be done with Protoss, like, as a race without changing the balance?
Are you insinuating that you don't find any Protoss matchups, like, entertaining to watch?
After watching Pug versus Maxed, that was, like, soul-crushing, so it just got me thinking.
One thing, I don't know, I think the units for the other races, I think it's just more entertaining because I feel like Protoss is a lot about, like, is my timing attacking, or like, you, like, know the outcome of what's going to happen before it hits, maybe. I don't know.
It's possible. I think part of it's also the speed. Like, a lot of people watch StarCraft for how fun it is, how action-packed it is, and TVZ a lot of times can encompass that. With just, you know, Bio Widowmine play, drop play going on, Mutalistling, Baneling, there's a lot of micro, there's a lot of action. It feels intense, whereas ZVP can really slow down, and certainly it's still a great matchup in my opinion, but I could see why people like TVZ.
Well, PvT is still quite an action-packed matchup at times.
It's way better
than PvC, and I don't think it's that far away from TVC. Like, especially in Heart of the Swarm, one thing changed Heart of the Swarm from Wings in TVP, it's that I think there's even more like room for like multitasking with the drops being better and just like.
I like
in general,
discussing...
it's the same matchup, but like now I think it's even better.
I like discussing which matchup's the most exciting with Thorzane.
What's that supposed to mean?
What is that supposed to mean? How about you versus Killer at MLG Dallas? Hands down, the worst game of StarCraft I've ever watched in my life.
On Newkirk?
Yeah.
On Daybreak.
That was amazing. That was like the best game
You
ever.
Had like 25 battlecruisers and Infinity Ghosts and tanks and Ravens, and you literally... Like, you even had Yamato cannons.
He had infinite spore crawlers. He had, like,
I
one
know.
Screen.
You could have Yamato, but you were like, what if I Yamato it, though, and then he attacks? And so your battlecruisers are going like this, and his queens are walking
Spores
back
are
and
so
forth.
OP. It takes two Yamatos to kill one spore.
They are OP. I agree.
Jeez. If it was a cannon or a missile turret, it would be dead, but...
I love you, Thorzane, but I almost executed you at that moment just to move the tournament along.
Okay.
Hitman style.
Jeff,
I didn't even know.
Resident Protoss, what can be fixed so you're not so goddamn boring to watch?
I don't know. Like, I agree with Thorzane. Like, PvT is pretty fun. A lot of drop play, a lot of mid-map micro and stuff
Storms
like that.
Storms exciting. Ghosts.
Storms and Ghosts are both exciting. PvZ... I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people that hate on the matchup, and certainly there's a lot of Protoss that play the very timing oriented playstyle, which has never been really fun, because it's usually one meaningful moment and then win or lose from there, and that is pretty bad for viewership. So I don't know what you would do to fix that, because I feel like there's so many things that make it that way, that it would be impossible to go through the game and make it more exciting. But what I will say, and I've just said this from the beginning, and I think everyone would agree with this. Even if PvZ is not your favorite matchup, PvZ now versus PvZ in Wings of Liberty, it's moving in the right direction, and it's a hell of a lot more fun. So, tip of the hat to Blizzard. Yes.
ZVP was better in Wings.
No, it was not.
Zealots that can mine was one of the suggestions that came from chat.
Why?
I don't know, but that'd be fucking hilarious.
It would just look funny.
Maybe just from now on, any broadcasted games cannot show the Protoss base until like 12 minutes in. It's just like, oh man, it'll be exciting when we unveil what the Protoss is building in 12 minutes. And then we just build up, you know, everything that way. And then it's a surprise! Oh, this is going to be awesome! The build-up might be boring, but I don't know. I do find TVPs to be somewhat interesting to watch. And I think PVPs have gotten much better than they used to be.
PVP's a lot better, yeah.
Now, let me just ask you this, and a comment on this. Like, someone in chat said, you know, the strange thing for me is that it feels like Protoss should basically be this super micro. There's all these different utility and different units and micro-intensive, but a lot of times we're not necessarily seeing wins that were like, fuck, he won that due to his amazing micro in that game. Do you think that that has anything to do with it?
I feel like it's both the game and Protoss players' fault that they because they feel the need to be timing oriented, it becomes a very fragile game where it's like, if 4 of your 16 probes in your main base die, that's literally a quarter of your income there, and that's like a gigantic chunk because your economy is set up to be very fragile that way. I mean, we could talk about this for hours. The very basic gist of it is, I think with the way Protoss players play the game, it's a very fragile game for them, which makes it unexciting or exciting, but limited in its excitement. And the players that do play like the super macro games are rare enough. I don't know. This is too big of a. I can't even talk about this. Like,
right.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'll stammer and second guess myself the whole time.
I mean, I did watch TLS like a couple days ago, like the finals, and I actually was like really reminded about like how fun each of the battles was, because each of the battles you saw so many micro tricks and like they lasted for a long time, so the micro really did make a difference. I think StarCraft, the battles are just like way too short, and the micro is.
Suppy, guys, by the way, when he says TLS, he's referring to a Brood War tournament.
Right.
He's talking about a game where Protoss won even less.
Well, it was 50-50.
No.
50.
No.
Yeah.
That's not a real percentage, anyways. Protoss won in one season, once every blue moon. You should look it up. It's pretty funny.
Okay, Caller, like, thank you very
championships
much.
Championships won by Protoss.
Thank you very much, Caller. Take care.
Okay.
That argument could go on for a while as well. I'm gonna bring on GoatLust.
Do it. Bring the goat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only. It's GoatLust. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, not a great deal, mate. Not a great deal. How are you fellas?
I'm pretty
better
good.
Now.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty good, huh? Yeah, you got something good this week?
Yeah, well, you guys didn't mention Coach Park at all, did you?
Oh, shit. No.
You guys completely, like, glossed over that. That was only, like, Monday that shit got
announced,
wasn't
it? Yeah, that, you can blame
that
on me.
Bulls news. It's Tuesday already, man. Stop living in the past.
Yeah, bloody hell. So, anyhow, I thought I'd help you guys out by, you know, asking a question about Coach Park.
Sounds great.
So, I mean, there obviously was a little bit of foreshadowing from Jeff last week. That's what I thought when I first heard it. You know,
the Pro League stuff?
Can that be confirmed?
Yeah, you mentioned that, you know, was a fair bit of money being sunk in there and things were probably going to change a little bit.
Yeah, I did not know that.
So that was just coincidence.
Basically. Okay. So we had Coach Park on loan from KESPA. Like, it wasn't that he was a separate entity and then we hired him. And KESPA is very much so, like, if you could imagine, well, it's kind of like Aliens, you know, how the Queen can communicate. James Cameron's Aliens. Ridley Scott, excuse me. Anyways. Yeah, so the Queen can communicate to all the aliens. That's kind of what KESPA's like. And the Queen Alien called back Coach Park, basically, because there was a weakness in the CG Entis team, which is one of their bigger brands. And CG Entis needs Coach Park, and Coach Park's going to go patch that shit up. But I cannot confirm that EGTL will not be in Pro League one way or the other. What I can tell you is that they're working on it. So everything I said is true. I didn't make that up. But moving forward, they're working to see if they can find a happy ground where EGTL exists on some level, be it as a team or with somebody else or whatever.
Do you think that this was a complete Kespa decision and that like EG and Park, they must have had some say in it, right? Like him
What's
being
that?
Moved. Like it wasn't just Kespa just dictating, oh, he's going there now, go. Like EG and Park, Coach Park himself must have had like some kind of say in it. I bet they just signed him until this season was over, and then like he doesn't know if EGTL is going to continue. We don't know. I don't know if anybody knows. So he was like, well, I'm not going to stay here and risk not having a job. I'm just going to join CGN just because they're offering me a good contract.
I could get on board with that. I don't know one way or the other, but that makes sense.
So it seemed like you guys sort of saw some results from Coach Park, to say the least. Do you think your team's experience with, you know, professional coaching is going to change anything going into the future? You think it's likely you guys will invest in a coach again or change up any of your practice schedule kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. I think, if anything, Coach Park showed the world, but really, you know, we can humble ourselves here too, showed EG at least that the presence of a really good coach is extremely important. And this comes from the top down, so I'm actually speculating. Like, I have these conversations with Alex, but at the end of the day, he's the guy that signs the checks and makes the calls. And what I can tell you is that everyone throughout the company of EG respects and knows the impact that Coach Park had. It's not like anyone underestimates that. And my hope, but I don't know, is that moving forward, be it the house we have in San Francisco, be it the house we have in Korea, I hope they find a really good coach for both or either or because of how important it is.
Yeah, I think all the players, like EG, realized how important it is. I don't think they realized how important it was before when we just had Coach Park, Trot, and like Wani helping. Like all the players already had professional coaches. So I'm surprised that they didn't feel that this isn't working. We need a real coach, and they like attacked EG about it. They just kind of waited and continued to produce bad results, and then EG was like, okay, maybe we need a coach.
Korean culture, mate.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, Korean culture. Oh, we're not going to complain about stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, could be.
Could be it.
Could be.
Maybe.
Does that answer your question, Goatless?
Yeah. That was pretty good. I'm glad you guys have talked about that at least a little bit now.
Yeah, it sucks to lose him. Like, he was he fit with us, man. Like, in person, he's actually a pretty funny guy. But he's like the consummate pro. Like, he dresses nicely. He takes care of himself. He's a father figure to the players. And I'm not going to tell names or really explicit stories about things that went on in the background. But what I can tell you is that he was fucking legit. Like, if a player was slacking off and practicing the house, he actually at one point called up our player manager and said, like, yeah, such and such is going to be sleeping at home for a week. And Cody would be like, what? And he's like, yep, he doesn't want to practice. So he's already gone. Like, I'm just letting you know what happened. And he did shit like that. Like, he was hardcore because to Coach Park, he treated it like a sport and like a job.
Fuck,
and
yeah.
He was a no-nonsense kind of guy. And that, like, it's funny too, because there's like the perception out there that Korean players are these little spin-up robots that if you sit down in front of a computer and you wind them up, they'll just play StarCraft for 7 weeks, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, just forever. But it's actually not true. Like, they're human beings. They'll enjoy doing other things. They'll practice, you know, the minimal amount to. And this is like a really general statement, so it's not even fair to make. But what I'm trying to say is, like, the perception out there is that Koreans are these superhuman, self-motivated to practice forever. But in fact, what it is the infrastructure raises them up to be really hard workers, and they're maintained by really good coaches and people that know that it takes hard work to get there. So that was kind of what happened in the EGTL house, was we didn't have that hard iron fist, so the players weren't practicing as much. And then Coach Park came in, and shit got done.
And he had so much pressure on his shoulders, like, Juani had nothing. He wasn't even supposed to have anything with coaching to do. And Coach Trott was supposed to be like, he wasn't a head coach in the meaning of the word. He was just like a helper, kind of. So then Coach Park comes there and like, oh, now finally we're going to get some results. And he'd better produce some results or like the whole community is going to like create a shitstorm. So yeah. I guess he felt like very pressured to actually make sure that the players were actually playing. Like compared to Trott and Juani, who were just kind of laid back about it.
He'll be missed, man. That's a hole that cannot be replaced. Like we'll always work at it. And again, like I said, hopefully at the very top of EG, they realize the value of a coach. I think they do. But Coach Park is a special coach. That guy is amazing. He'll be missed.
Goatless, thank you very much. As always, we appreciate it. Have yourself a good night, man.
Yeah?
Oh.
You already hung up on him? Jesus.
No, I didn't hang up on him. I was waiting for him to be like, all right, fellas. Fuck off. And then it never happened.
I'm going to go four-wheeling.
All right.
Goatlust.
Goatlust. Let's do a wrap. Thorzane, yes, you want to start?
Of course.
Okay.
So, yeah, thanks for watching Inside the Game. We're all sorry about the delay, the hassle. We were shut down for a bit, but I think the show ended up being quite good.
Yeah.
Follow me on Twitter. I'm at EG Thorsen in one word. And thanks to EG and all our beautiful sponsors. We have Monster Energy, Kingston Hyper X, Razer, Astro, New XMG, Need for Seat. And, well, thank you, DJ Wheat, for having us on the show. And to my cool co-casters, co-hosts, not casting anything, for making this show possible.
Thank you, Thorzane.
Good job, Thorzane. Well done.
Just want to say thanks for tuning in. As always, we always appreciate you guys coming in. It's a lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I sure did. You can follow me on Twitter at EG Suppy, and please root for me tomorrow on my WCS match. I'm really hoping to do well there tomorrow. And thank you to Evil Geniuses and our sponsors, Monster Energy, Kingston HyperX, Razer, Astro, Need for Seed, XMG, and Zam, recently added, and
really?
Jinx.
What is Zam?
Zam is a cooking oil. Oh, or a website, yeah.
I didn't even know that we had a new sponsor in Zam.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. And they're great. And thank you, DJ Wheat, and my co-hosts.
Yeah.
Thank you, Seppy.
All right.
Jeff in Control Robinson. It's now your turn. Present your shout-outs. And or appreciations.
Thank you, Weed.
Go ahead.
God damn it.
You're clear to go now, by the way.
Shout outs to everyone for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Check out the other shows that I'm on as well. Dark Heresy with DJ Wheat. We usually go on Saturdays, but that could change. It's not going to happen this weekend. It's a D&D group in Warhammer 40K Universe. And then Roleplay with ItMeJP, as well as other folks from the esports area. That's going to be on Sunday at 5 o'clock PDT. Follow me on Twitter, EG In Control. I stream on Twitch, In Control TV. Some of you don't know this, but I also coach at gosucoaching.com. If you want to sign up there, I do some paid-for coaching. And I do that just about every day, so I have a lot of availability. People are talking about the Papa John's pizza tiers. Just so you know, I'm being told that we plan on accomplishing them. Yes, it's late. Yes, it's slow. Yes, you could have done it better, and yes, I'm awesome, but they will be getting done. We're aware of it. And on that note, if you want to contribute to some charity that's also being involved in esports, check out eg.ebaycharity.gg. A lot of fucking G's in there, but that's how we roll. So do check that out. It's pretty easy. Just basically interact with eBay, and it helps us in many magical ways. And I think that's it. Peace, drop the mic, love you, kiss your babies, and hide your kids.
Awesome. Thank you, Control. I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. We will have a Live on 3 tomorrow, but I reiterate that we will not have shows next week. I'll be out of town, but then, of course, week after we'll be resuming. So make sure you tune in to one of the many events happening this weekend, including IM Shanghai and or the Red Bull Training Grounds. I'm sure we'll have a little bit more to talk about once the WCS Finals is right upon us. And things have unfolded. But thanks for joining us tonight. Sorry about the problems. We're going to add a few more PS3s to the system. Don't worry about it. We'll get her done. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you next time. We're out of here. Peace.
Bye.